The bombings in London are bringing back horrific memories in Spain. Last year, terrorists attacked commuter trains in Madrid, killing 191 people and injuring more than 1,800. Spain stepped up security and added armed guards to its railway after that attack, but they were removed after a few months. Now the armed guards are back. Reporter Jerome Sokolowski took a regional train into Madrid and sent this report.
The C7 train is leaving the satellite town of Colmenar Viejo for downtown Madrid. One of the passengers is 77-year-old Jesus Munoz. He's on his way to a sports club in the city to have a swim and play dominoes. When he opens his newspapers and sees images from the London bombing, he's afraid for a moment. I saw a security guard pass by here, and that comforted me, he says. Though Munoz adds that he doesn't really think another terrorist attack can be prevented. If you ask me, it's impossible, he says, and points to his backpack on the seat opposite him. Look, I'm traveling with my swim gear in that backpack. Any of these ill-intentioned folks could leave something like that there and run out of the train, and the same thing would happen all over again, he adds. On the morning of March 11, 2004, terrorists hopped off trains just like this one. They left behind backpacks with bombs inside. Spanish media have been broadcasting special reports on the London attack. That tragedy is unleashing bitter memories here and reviving the debate over why it could not be stopped. In both London and Madrid, the terrorists were able to elude existing counter-terrorism measures. Britain for 3 decades dealt with attacks by the Irish Republican Army, while in Spain the railways have been targeted by the Basque separatist group ETA. Cayetano Álvarez de Toledo, an editorial writer for El Mundo newspaper, has followed security developments since the Madrid bombings. At a small cafe in the heart of Madrid, she recalls how heightened security right after the bombings averted a follow-up attack on the Madrid Seville bullet train, known in Spanish as the AVE.
Yes, there was, of course, an intense deployment after March 11 because we didn't know who the terrorists were. We didn't know who had actually committed the March 11 bombings, and people, the police, of course, were after them. And following tracks, following telephone calls, following all kinds of evidence that was left, they detected a group, and they could fortunately abort or stop a new attack on the AVE tracks.
Since then, more than 100 suspected militants have been taken into custody. Authorities say information garnered from the suspects has foiled more terrorist plots. Spanish authorities have had to rely primarily on such intelligence for prevention. Álvarez de Toledo says Spaniards would not tolerate the kind of security in place at airports in the United States.
I think that's there's a very strong aversion in Spain because of its recent history, many years of dictatorship, to anything that's related even indirectly or for one's own safety with a military or with a very strong state presence.
On the train from Colmenar Viejo, engineering student Aida Dominguez also noticed the security guard. To a certain extent, they make you uncomfortable because they're carrying a pistol, she says. This passenger believes the terrorists have already taken revenge on Spain for its participation in the Iraq War and won't strike here again. But Spain's Prime Minister, José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero, has said that the maximum alert will continue indefinitely. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.